The White House today releases a draft strategy for fighting threats to the nation's computer security. Some experts say years of lax security have made the nation's information infrastructure an easy target for hackers and terrorists. The Bush administration's plan has given hope to some who want tighter security, but others say it shows the government still isn't taking the problem seriously enough. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
For computer security people like Alan Paller, the new National Strategy to Secure Cyberspace marks a sea change in the way government views this problem.
Federal strategy had, until this report came out, been one of focusing on risk assessment and threat analysis. And the new strategy says that failed.
Paller works with the SANS Institute, a security center. He says this report looks inward at ways to lock the open doors and windows that hackers and terrorists might use to break in.
What we have to do instead is focus on vulnerabilities and get those vulnerabilities out of our systems immediately.
Paller praises the report for describing all the vulnerabilities facing the nation's oil and gas companies, facing government agencies, and those confronting home users whose computers can be taken over if they don't install the proper protections. The report urges government and industry to share information about vulnerabilities, and the administration urges support for consumer education programs that will make security a reason to choose computer products. Michael Eisenberg with VeriSign says, for example, inform consumers will choose an internet service provider that offers good protection against cyber attacks.
With more education, consumers will be able to vote with their feet, and their business will migrate in the direction of those ISPs or vendors in other areas of the internet food chain who do offer high quality in whatever it is they're offering, including security, and they'll vote with their feet away from those who don't provide that same quality or level of security.
But some internet watchers feel companies like VeriSign agree with the report because they helped write it. They say earlier drafts had stronger language that identified the weakness of wireless computer networks or that directly urged universities to make sure their computers aren't being used for illicit purposes. Mark Rash used to track down hackers for the Justice Department. He says this document is just too nice.
Yeah, this is what you might call the Rodney King of documents. Why don't we all just get along? It's an idea that we should share information, we should make secure hardware, we should make secure software, but there's no incentive or encouragement to do it outside of the general marketplace.
Rash would like to see tax incentives, for example, for companies that adopt good security practices. Others wish the government would use its procurement power and only contract with companies that take the threat of cyber terror and hacking seriously. The document stops short of that. The White House strategy adheres faithfully to the belief that government regulation will just alienate the industries that control most of the nation's information systems. Alan Paller of the SANS Institute says industry has abused that trust so far.
Overall, industry has acted to obfuscate, hide, and delay, and not to fix the problem.
But Paller is optimistic that the document will get tougher. The administration decided at the last minute to make this a draft, not the final version. Paller hopes that more people will weigh in and balance out the influence that big institutions had when the strategy was being written. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.